Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. No matter what you have been told, God can create in you and I a clean heart. Amen. Isn't that what New Beginnings is all about? My goodness. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for taking your time out to be a part of this hour. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, If you would like to call in and participate, the call-in number is 33330. I'm getting ready to give you my number. The call-in number is 693-347-237-4054. My wife is here laughing at me. I'm getting these numbers mixed up. It's 347-237-4054. I want you to call in if you have a question for the speaker this evening. Amen. Just hit the number one on your phone or your device, and a question mark will come up, and that can be addressed. Amen. As we move forward, we are constantly in prayer for one another. Amen. The Bible says that we are a new creation in Christ. Amen. And being a new creation in Christ, the old has passed away and the new has come. Each and every day we're looking for something new that God is going to do in my life and in your life. Amen. So as we move forward, we'd like to let you know that we are in Baltimore, Maryland, a voice that you have heard before, Pastor Lorenzo Maddox. Amen. He comes with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. Someone who is sold out to the Lord. And we do thank him for taking the opportunity to come on to share the gospel with the body of Christ. Amen. As we receive him, once again, he is from Maryland. I think the last time he was on was in May. That was in the month of May was the last time he is on. So we are so thankful to and have him on this evening. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then the next voice that you're going to hear will be Pastor Lorenzo Maddox from out of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going to ask my wife, Sister Dr. Hawthorne, Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, to pray. Amen. Isn't it beautiful when you can come and share and have a laugh and enjoy the beauty that God has created for you and I? Amen.
Amen.
You know, God is a good God. Amen. And he wants us to be happy. Amen. He wants us to rejoice and be happy in him. So I don't know about you. I'm happy this evening. Amen. Okay. Dr. Suzanne, would you offer us a prayer?
Father God, we praise your name and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time this evening, Father God, to come together with the body of Christ, others with like minds, Father God.
Yes.
To search your word, Father God, to study, Father God, for discussion, dear Lord.
Lord Jesus.
And to, just to learn from the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit takes over our meeting. We thank you, Father God, that you would bless every household that's represented on our line.
Lord Jesus.
Father God, those that are with us in real time, Father, those that have been with us, those who wanted to be with us, and those who will be with us.
Yes.
Even through the archive.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, that you would just bless their homes. I thank you, Father God, that you would help us, Father God, to open our hearts and our minds, Father God, to be able to receive the message that you have for us this evening,
yes, Father.
Father God. I thank you, Lord, that as our speaker comes, Father God, that the speaker, Father God, has allowed the Holy Spirit complete reign,
yes,
over this evening, Father God, and over the message.
Yes.
And dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're ready to receive. We also lift up those, Father God, that have called in and asked for prayer for healing, again praying for those that have organ failures like kidney and liver. Those were two specific ones, but all organ failures with different cancers and other ailments that people may have, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to bless our students, Father God,
yes,
that you have returned to in-person school, Father God, and
yes,
those that have taken class virtually, Father God, that you would bless them and keep their minds, Father God, on their lessons, Father. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. We thank you, Father God, for all of the teachers and the nurses, those first responders, and those that are working on the trench, those essential workers,
yes,
Father God, that you would bless them as well, Father God. Protect them, dear Lord. Bless them, Father God. Give them rest that they need, Father,
please,
God.
Father.
And keep them, Father God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that for how you're growing this ministry, Father God, and increasing our borders, dear Lord.
Yes, Father.
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. As we move on over into Baltimore, Maryland, if you'd like to share this message with someone, you can go into the archive, Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Amen. To share this word that you're going to hear this evening with a friend or family. Amen. Pastor Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise
Thank you,
Lord.
Pastor John.
Praise
can
Lord.
You hear me? Yeah.
Thank yes, you. We can hear you. You're clear.
Pastor John, and thank you also for your wife. That prayer, we are thankful. Your wife didn't miss nothing in that prayer. And, we're grateful for her praying tonight and for both of y'all, what you do for ministry. I think Mother Gloria Womack is on. I want to thank her and Pastor John. I think you and your wife, in some kind of way, you're a good man, Pastor John. You got an ear for the Lord. You got an ear for your wife, and you got a half an ear for Edna. And I appreciate that that you allow. I appreciate it, Pastor John, for your allowing Edna to influence you. And to allow me to come back on, I'm thankful for everybody that's on tonight. And God is good.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to read the scripture, and I'm going to move right ahead. Luke chapter 10, verse 38-39. I'm reading from the Message Bible. And Jesus and disciples continue on their journey. They came to a village where a woman walked in Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. But Martha became distracted by finishing numerous household chores in a preparation for guests. She interrupted Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister had left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me." The Lord answered, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you so upset and troubled and pulled away by all many distractions? Are they really that important?" Mary had discovered the one thing that's most important by choosing to sit at my feet. This is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. Tonight, I just want to talk for a little bit, in a little discussion. I want to talk about a meaningful relationship, a meaningful relationship. Pastor John and Dr. Suzanne, I believe that everybody desires to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things all over the world, people desire to have a relationship. And one of the things I've learned that it may not be what we think it should be, but everybody has some type of relationship. But I want you to know tonight that everybody does not have a meaningful relationship. And I'm saying that everybody has a relationship, but it's not meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got up this morning longing, for a meaningful relationship. Somebody going to bed tonight, going to pull the covers over their head, feeling that they don't have a meaningful relationship. Now notice, I didn't say they didn't have a relationship, but it's not meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a man that I share a breakfast with who has a parrot, who had a parrot. And the parrot was, he let the parrot fly all in his house. I mean, when he's not home, we put the parrot in the cage. The parrot was trained, and so he let him come out the house. When he's in home, he let the parrot fly all over the house. And sit down, watch TV, the parrot sat on his shoulder. Sometimes the parrot got down on the floor. The other day, he was in the kitchen, and normally when he walks in the room, if the parrot is on the floor, the parrot normally will move. But the other day, he came out of the kitchen, didn't see the parrot, and he crushed the parrot.
Oh, Jesus.
And the parrot flew up, and he held the parrot, and the parrot died. And he cried. He cried. He called some of his family and told them what happened. He cried. And then a few days, he went outside and buried a parrot outside. And I said to him, are you going to get another parrot? He said, not right now. It's too emotional for me. Because that parrot was a meaningful relationship for him. My. The parrot was.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a wife. He got kids, but the only person was in the house with him and the parrot. That was a meaningful one. Came home, and he would open the door, let the parrot in, let the parrot fly around. That was a meaningful relationship. But the parrot died. He was shook up. And my point is that where are we, everybody? Again, wants a meaningful relationship. But some people have one, but it's not meaningful. So this passage is one, Pastor John, that people use time after time. It's one familiar, but there's some, mm-hmm. some little nuggets that I like to pick in here and find.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets,
yes,
I want to find. Because I see two things that going on in here. Number one, it talks about Martha and Mary. We know that story is a well-understood story. But we find that one of these persons, Dr. Susan, and one of these persons had a meaningful relationship. Lord have mercy. And another one had another type of relationship, but it wasn't as meaningful as what Mary had chosen. I think it said that Jesus often came by there to relax.
Mm-hmm.
He came by mm-hmm. there. They cared about him, and he came by mm-hmm. there to relax and things. And one of the dangerous things I find that mm-hmm. when a leader or of church go by, and when people don't see you as meaningful, when they see you as one of the crowd, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
When people get used to you, Pastor John, if you ain't experienced that, just keep hanging around a little longer, that sometimes mm-hmm. people will get used to you. And when they get used to you, you don't get that respect that you once had. A whole lot of pastors in our world today, pastoring churches where people don't respect them. They did at one time, but the members got what they got. They got familiar with him. And it's sad when people make up in their own mind and say, well, okay, because the pastor so-and-so, it's all right. It's sad when we put pastors in a place and don't know, Pastor John, whenever God can use a pastor to say a word. Lord have mercy. We got to understand this was the Son of God. We got to understand that he was he had something on his mind. And it's amazing to me, a meaningful relationship is that I'm thinking that we live in a time that I'm grateful that Martha and Mary let him in the house, because I'm convinced today that a lot of our churches, Jesus can't come in.
My Lord.
A lot of our churches, he's on the outside. Lord have mercy. I give Mary and Martha the credit because they did let him in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that the world itself would be a whole lot better if we would really let him in.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
And if we would let him in and allow him, y'all not helping tonight, but allow him to be himself. Mm-hmm. People ain't got no problem letting you in. They just don't want you to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most time that we do, people keep Jesus on the outside.
Yes, sir.
And been on the outside so long until he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock.
If any man will
open up, I will come in. Mm-hmm. Because there are many places that we say that homeless all over the world, but I'm here tonight to tell you tonight that Jesus is also homeless, even though he had came, lived, and died, and rose again in many homes, in many churches, in many prayer lines. Jesus is homeless.
Oh, my God.
But I'm happy tonight that I give Martha Mary the credit. I'm happy that he's not homeless in this house. I'm glad that they let him in. But it's an interesting story here, because they welcome Jesus in their home. It's interesting. But here's the thing that we lose. That even sometimes I like preaching. I like preaching myself. I'm not much a hooper, Pastor John. I wish I was, but I like all of that. But what really happens today is Mary shows something. Mary showed that she wanted to be in a disciple mode. And I'm saying it in a disciple mode, that she wanted to be able to sit down. We got too many people that's not willing to sit down. We got people that they want to be bishops, they want to be apostles. Lord have mercy.
My God.
They want to be overseers, they want to be elders. But Pastor John, one of the things that is necessary before you get the other title is, number one, is to become a disciple.
And I
want you to know, you don't hear. You hear people say, "I'm a deacon, I'm a trustee, I'm a preacher, I'm an elder, I'm a missionary, I'm an evangelist." But what you don't hear people say, "My first role in the work of God was my first role was a disciple." And I'll pause there by saying that, because I think if we had more disciples in the church and in the world,
we will have less problems in the church. Because our disciple, come on here, our disciple sits down and to listen to instruction.
Jesus.
Most of the people, say, I'm going online on say tonight, most people we could probably got listened to us, they are not disciples. They never been disciples. A lot of times we turn around, we put people from the pew into the church and into the pulpit, and then when the pastor's trying to teach them something, you got ministers today that don't have that disciple spirit. Because we got a crowd today that feels that they know just as much as the pastor.
My God.
And because they feel they know as much, they are not willing to come in. And I mean, and really to follow Jesus, you must be a learner of him. Where are the learners of Jesus? We got people learn finances. They learn this. They learn the articles of faith. They learn Robert Rule Order. They know all those things. But they have never took a class and being a disciple of Jesus. If, let him in, if he was able to disciple us. Pastor John, one of the real problems we got, and I did it myself, we put preachers and stuff in the pulpit that never been a disciple. And understand, everybody seems they got a word, but they've never been a disciple. Matter of fact, the main thing that Jesus said, and he's going to give them power to go and make disciples.
Make disciples.
What we are making now, we're making preachers, we're making apostles, we're making bishops. But we ain't making disciples.
Not making disciples.
What is it? Mary. Come on now. Mary sat down at the master's feet. She sat down at the master's feet because she wanted to hear what the master got to say. But I'm really saying, I'm sad to say, we live in a time now where people don't want to hear what the master has to say.
My God.
The truth is, Mother Gloria, that something that the master said some stuff that we don't like. The master said, bless them that curse you. Oh, I do good to them that do you wrong.
Go there.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Then we said that the master said, revenge belongs to me.
That's right.
The
that's
master
right.
said, love them. Love God with your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor. The master said. And these some words that mess people up because they don't want to hear that in order to be a follower, I must first be a disciple. I must be a learner of Jesus.
A learner of Jesus
means I must go out and ask John what I need is I need the fingerprints of Jesus on my life.
Come on.
Everybody today, people, and I ain't got nothing wrong with anointing people and nothing wrong. But I think before we anoint people, we have to see that they got the fingerprint first. Why are we wasting time anointing people? They don't have the fingerprints of Jesus. When you got the fingerprints of Jesus, when you got the breath of Jesus, when you got the smell of Jesus, the anointing, it'll come. It's on time. But you got to have the fingerprints of Jesus. Somebody got to know that you is a student.
Somebody.
Lord have mercy. And Jesus class, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't hear me. A student in Jesus class. Mary, let's give her credit. Mary sat down at his feet. And you know why? And I'm going to get in trouble, Pastor John. After tonight, you probably don't write me back no more. you know what she did? Mm-hmm. Mary needed the words of Jesus to feel, to boost her immune system. Lord, and we live in a time now. If we talk about the virus, people talk about the virus getting shot. Some people don't want to get it.
Uh-oh.
But I'm glad that Mary sat down to get the immune shot from Jesus. Mm-hmm. And because what was going to happen, she was going to be able to follow him because she had his in the immune system. And I wonder today, we talk about it, I wonder today how many of us got Jesus in our immune system. We got church in our immune system, but do we got Jesus?
Right,
Because when I get Jesus in my immune system, the Holy Spirit become my boost. And
When I got Jesus in my immune system
and the Holy Spirit become my boost, and regardless of whatever come betide, I got enough boost inside of me to make it because the Spirit of God has filled me because Jesus in my immune system.
Yeah,
I'm not saying. Don't get me wrong. Somebody said I'm not saying. I went there and I should have went there. I'm not telling you not to get the shots and all that stuff. I'm talking about spiritually. I need Jesus in my
life. That's
right.
Tell somebody you just get Jesus. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you need Jesus in your immune system. You
that's
can't
right.
love
that's
somebody
right.
if Jesus is not in your immune system. You can't forgive nobody if Jesus is not in your immune system. You can't even preach this today if he's not in your immune system.
That's right.
You
that's
got
right.
to have Jesus in your immune system, and you
yes.
got to be boosted by the Holy Spirit and regardless
come on
of whatever comes up against you can
come
make
on.
It because
right.
yeah.
you got Jesus. In
yeah.
your immune
right,
system, Pastor. And I'm being guided. I'm being boosted by the Holy Spirit.
Boosted
by the
Holy Spirit. That's all.
By the Spirit. Oh, my mind. Mary, sit down at the feet. But here's the other thing, and I got to let you go. Here's the other part about it that's troubling. The other part that's troubling, Mother, that Jesus was in the house. And you can become so familiar with him when you feel today that you'll need to sit down and listen. Whole lot of people today have become so prioritized in their own thinking until they not willing to go somewhere and sit down and hear Jesus. Look at it. It's right there. This is a good passage. Good scripture. Martha was troubled with a many things, but what Mary had a meaningful relationship with Jesus. But what Martha had, she had a relationship in that part of serving people. And I come to tell you, ain't nothing wrong with serving people. But when you got Jesus in the house,
it's
time to put a plug in what you're doing so I can hear from Jesus.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Because every day of time, we need to hear from Jesus. We need to hear from him now.
Yeah.
Because if I don't hear from Jesus, Pastor John, if I don't hear from him, I'm a candidate of becoming lukewarm. And I hate to say tonight that most of our churches are filled with people that are lukewarm. Lukewarmness has come across our land. You want to see how lukewarm is? You got people that will go to Walmart. They'll go shopping. They'll go get their nails done, their toes done, and get everything done. But they're afraid to come to the house of God. That's a spirit of lukewarmness.
My God.
When you are afraid, I'm not saying that we ought not be careful, but I'm saying if you go everywhere else, why not come and sit down and hear what Jesus is saying? You hear what the nail person is saying? You hear what the weedy person is saying? Come on here. You hear what everybody's saying, but on Sunday, I can't sit down. Mm-hmm. Because it's the virus. And I want you to know, yes, the virus out here. You've got to be careful. But it's also, there's a lukewarm spirit. And because people have become lukewarm, Jesus is a casual person instead of Savior. I'm glad that Mary had Jesus. She had her focus on Jesus.
Here it is, Pastor John. The one thing you can see now,
Jesus wasn't afraid to speak to put order where order needs to be. Mm-hmm. You can tell, if we read between the lines in this passage, you can tell that Jesus had dialogue with Martha. Huh? Mm-hmm. And she thought, come on here, you just like a child, you know, when you got sisters or brothers and you do something wrong and you go tell mommy, go tell daddy, so-and-so, because you think that mommy and daddy, come on now, it's going to get so-and-so from doing something wrong. Martha thought, because she knew Jesus. She had a relationship with him, but at the time she didn't use the meaningful part that she should have. Jesus, you know, tell her. And I, Pastor John, going on in the text, don't say it. I believe in my mind that this wasn't the first time she told on Mary. I'm just saying that. Bobby don't say that, but I'm just saying it. I believe that she told on Mary before. Which why, come on now, which why she goes back and say, I don't think that was the first time she said, oh, look, come against Jesus. I believe she told on Mary before, but this time. Oh, y'all not talking
this time.
This time, it did not work. Now, the Bible don't say that. Work. Don't get me wrong. I believe it wasn't the first time that she told on her. And she went and do that. And what happened, and I'm closing now, a meaningful relationship. My point is everybody has a relationship. But the question is, do you have a meaningful one?
Yes.
That's the thing, meaningful. Many husband and wife are in the house, but they don't have meaningful relationship among each other. Many mothers have children, and they don't have a meaningful relationship with all of their children. Now, I didn't say they didn't have a relationship, but it didn't always have a meaningful one. When you have a meaningful relationship, it makes a difference. And anybody on the line to know that having Jesus in your life is a meaningful relationship.
Amen. Yes.
It's one that is meaningful, and it's so meaningful that I don't just need it now, Mother Gloria. I need it now, and I need it forever.
Yeah.
I got to work on to continually to make it more meaningful.
because the more I make it meaningful, the more I delight in him, the better I become. The stronger
I
become. The more love I become. The more forgiveness I become. The more humble I become.
Yeah.
Because Jesus becomes the meaningfulness in my life.
That's good.
On this tonight, on this Wednesday night, how many folks can honestly say that Jesus, I have a meaningful relationship with Jesus? We all tonight should be pregnant with the ideal of a meaningful relationship with Jesus.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And when you have a meaningful one with him, you may go through some things, but you never let go. Can I talk tonight? You can never let go when you have a meaningful one with Jesus. He's always there.
Yes.
Now, I'm closing by telling you that. I'm telling you, and I'm going to use this. This is my one of my members. Why you go this way, Pastor? I use the woman at the well, Dr. Suzanne, she had relationship with men. But
all
she
right,
didn't
right.
find a meaningful one until she met Jesus. Lord, have mercy. And she found a meaningful one with Jesus. She forgot about the man that was at home because Jesus became a meaningful person in her life.
Yeah.
Can I talk to the woman? The woman that had an issue of blood did everything she did could do, but she found meaningfulness. Y'all not talking to me. Meaningfulness in Jesus.
Yeah.
Who touched me? The like, oh, Master, you know about around you touched me. The woman got healed because she found a meaningful relationship with the record goes on. Nicodemus had a casual one with him, but Jesus said, "You must be born again."
You must be born
Being
again.
Being born again allows you to have a meaningful one with Jesus. Am I doing right? It allows you to have a meaningful. When he healed the 10 lepers, and only one came back, the one came back was blessed because he had a meaningful relationship with Jesus. When you got a meaningful relationship with Jesus, it gives you something that somebody else don't have. Not everybody has a meaningful relationship with Jesus. But if you got a meaningful one with him, he makes the difference.
Amen.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A meaningful relationship. And you know, when I think and I, you know, I think when I hear this word in terms of a meaningful relationship. Mr. Maddox, if you would like, I would like you to give an invitation for those online who may not know the Lord so that they can accept Christ in their life and their life can change.
Yes, sir.
Because they have a meaningful relationship. If you could do that, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, sister, no matter who you are, where you are, and I've been in the same class you was in. I was born in the world of sin. Try to have relationship with family. Try to have relationship with friends. And I found out that I still had something missing. Had foster parent. One of the things I wanted to do, foster parents, they took me in. I got to know my mother, real mother, real father, but I'd learned something. I still needed a meaningful relationship. And I found a meaningful relationship with Jesus. One of the things about Jesus is that he never reminds me of my past. He'll never remind you of your past. He offers us the opportunity to have a meaningful relationship with him, and he doesn't charge you anything because he has did the work for the meaningful mm-hmm. relationship. All mm-hmm. you have to do mm-hmm. is just accept what he
That's
has
right.
done. Can I tell you
yes.
something? Not only you can accept it, I can tell you that how can I get it? He will teach you how to
mm-hmm.
enjoy a meaningful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship like nothing ever. It's a relationship that you'll go in the door 1 second knowing that he loves me more than I love you. And I don't care how long you stay in that relationship with him, your love can never match his love. That's a meaningful relationship. Someone who knows my ups, knows my downs, knows my problems, know what I've done, whatever, and still offered me yes. And even when you look at the fine print of life, it still say, guarantee a meaningful relationship with Jesus. You can.
Yes, yes.
You may not have it with your family. You may not have it with your boss. You
yes.
may not have it with your spouse. You may not have it with your children. But tonight, I
mm-hmm.
want you to know you can have a meaningful one with Jesus. And you, and look,
mm-hmm.
does it ever expire? I got good news for you. You go buy some bread, it'll expire. You buy some milk, it will expire. You buy chicken, it will expire.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you a meaningful relationship with Jesus does not have no expiration date on that. You can get it,
amen.
And it will
Thank
last
you, God.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Never will
mm-hmm.
expire.
My God,
that's right.
That's
news
that's
is
right.
that you may have you message. Have family, you have friends, and
mm-hmm.
they're gonna spy on this side. I'm gonna
mm-hmm.
tell you, a meaningful relationship with him, he never expires. He will always be with you now and forever. Wouldn't you want a person like that in your life? If
yes,
you're out there
yes,
and you do,
yes,
I got
yes.
good news for you. He'll accept you tonight, Father. We thank you for everyone to understand my voice. You offer tonight all of us a meaningful relationship. I pray for that young man, that woman, that boy, that girl that don't have one. They can get a meaningful one with you just by asking you to come into their life, asking you
mm-hmm.
to show them how to live. Show them how to be obedient. Show them how to talk. Show them how to walk, and you will do that, and they will grow
mm-hmm.
into a meaningful relationship with you. I thank you right now. Even those that are saved on the line, I pray that they
yes.
will get stronger. I pray that somebody tonight will have a thirst to have a meaningful relationship with you. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Maddox, thank you so much. For those of you who are listening, you may know Christ. You may have a relationship, but there's someone that may be sitting beside you. Someone in your household, someone close to you that may have heard this. And that is what we are here for. And it's all about salvation. It's all about salvation. Where do you choose to go when your time is up and your number is called? So thank you so much, Pastor Maddox, for that. I'm going to open the line up. I'm going to open the lines up for anyone that would like to make any comments at this time as we come to the close of an hour. We have maybe about 14 minutes. The mics are open.
I just want to say you have Minister Timothy Brown on the phone, and I thank you, Pastor, for that word tonight. And I just want to say that we have to plant that seed, that mustard seed of faith. And when you plant that seed, it will grow. It will become a beautiful tree that you can ever imagine. But like the pastor was preaching about, when you have that relationship with God, a one-on-one, it's amazing what God can do in your life. He can open so many doors where people try to shut the doors on you. People say that you would never amount out to be anything.
Oh, my.
People say that they laugh at you, talk about you. But when you have that relationship with God, he can turn your life around.
Amen.
I'm a witness what God can do.
Amen.
And Pastor, you know I've been through some storms.
Amen.
And I thank God that he brought me out of the storm.
Amen.
And the relationship
Amen.
That I have with him, I will never turn my back.
Amen.
I come too
Bless
far to turn around. I can't turn around no more. I got to do what God I got to do what God had called me to do, and that's to minister the word to people out there that is lost. He can do so much for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any other comments? The mics are open. All your mics are open. All the numbers that
good
we
evening,
have.
Good evening to everyone
evening.
And to Pastor Matthew. What a wonderful word, a powerful word tonight.
Yes.
And I think I had to search myself. You know, we do a lot of things, but do you have that meaningful relationship where you're like Mary, so that to sit at the feet of Jesus and be discipled? And I thank you for that. And when you sit at the feet of Jesus being discipled in closing, it'll make you love right, talk right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you want to forgive those, as you said, that curse you or talk about you when you have that type of relationship. And I thank you for allowing God to use you. Keep on doing what you're doing.
You
really blessed me, and I searched myself. And you know what?
Well,
we can always get a little closer.
Yes, we can. You're right. Amen.
You spoke to my heart tonight, so God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, Mother.
God bless you. Pastor Maddox, this word was rich. And I thank God for the meaningful relationship. And we should always strive to get deeper, closer, in God's face, so we can smell, so we can have the fingerprint of Jesus.
I'm telling you,
this is rich. I'm glad it's on. It's been recorded. We can go back to the archives and listen. And if I may, Elder John and Elder Suzanne, Pastor Maddox's wife, First Lady Antoinette Maddox, is on the line. She's on the line today, tonight, and I thank God that she came to visit to hear her husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you. First Lady Antoinette, are you there?
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
She was here. God bless you.
Amen.
Hi.
This is, come on.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Oh.
Oh, that's Elder Sharon. God bless you, Elder Sharon.
Yes. Is she on?
Yes, ma'am.
No,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, there she is.
Good evening.
Hi. Praise the Lord. How's everybody? God
bless.
Blessed
by
the man of God. Amen. I heard him.
Mm.
I thought about when he talked about having the relationship and getting a boost, but you know, I'm grateful for the boost we get of grace and mercy every morning when God allows us to open our eyes and see another day.
Yeah.
I just thank the Lord for how he's keeping us, keeping his people. And during this time with this pandemic going on.
Yeah.
We can't take it lightly. You can't take it lightly because there's so much death and sickness and all. You can't take it lightly. You have to really give the Lord thanks because he don't have to keep us.
No, he don't.
He has kept us, kept your family. You know, it stays on my mind how God, I'm just grateful for being a kept woman.
My God.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't want to talk too much. I know there's others that wanted to say something, but I pray God will keep you all safe in his care.
Amen.
Thank
First
you.
Lady, thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. I would like to say to Pastor Maddox, that was a powerful, powerful message. And certainly we must have a meaningful relationship with Jesus. I was thinking of two things, that we are the people of his pasture and a sheep, and a sheep of his field, you know? And when we choose Jesus, we get the character of Jesus. We get more of him in us, and he makes us loving. He makes us forgive, to be forgiving, and to be happy, to have that joy that comes deep down on the inside of us. You're so right. That message is so needed. And yes, it is. Certainly I want to give you kudos. That not that you need them. You have a remarkable relationship with the Lord. And it's visible. It's visible. Revelational knowledge he gives you, Pastor Maddox. I'm so happy that you came into my life. And I'm glad for Pastor Clay, too. He gave me a word today, justified by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. We have time for one more comment, if there be.
Yeah, I would like to add on that as we talk about disciples, we're talking about also a relationship the disciples had with Jesus. And we have relationships of all sorts with friends, family. But you can have a family member, but they're not really have a relationship with them. And we have to value the things that Jesus, God has given us, and maintain that relationship. Every morning we get up, we should say, thank you, Lord, and build on that relationship, because relationships that are not built on, they actually fall apart. So anyway, I thought it was a very, very vital, paramount topic, you know, relationships. And especially, you know, with the church, we have to invite the Spirit in, the Holy Spirit in, and invite him into our bodies, our minds, our spirit, and grow and make a difference. We have to be disciples. We have to spread the gospel, but we have to also know what it is, what the gospel is. We have to know who God is. It's hard to have a relationship with someone you really don't know. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Very powerful word.
Amen. Amen. And in closing, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out this evening to come on and be a part of this hour. I can attest that when we open our hearts to the Word of God, We can never, ever get enough. Amen. Just coming on and getting fed. I heard the word spiritual.
Right.
You know, this is spiritual food. You know, it's not physical food. It is a spiritual food that is going to keep us on this journey. Amen. And Pastor Maddox, we thank you for coming and feeding the body of Christ this evening, a spiritual word, a rhema word from the God. And I heard you say earlier, you said you don't come in hooping or hopping or hollering or however it may be. But I do know that the word says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. And when you come in dividing the word of truth, the word of God, you know, listen, you cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. So I know that we were fed in this household, and we thank you so much for dividing the word of God, the word of truth, within this household and the body of Christ this evening. There are a lot of numbers on, many that did not say anything. But and I always say, it's like sitting around the table, and when the food is good, nobody wants to talk. So that's how I see it. So thank you so much. May God bless you for taking out this time. I pray that God will bless your coming and your going. First Lady, thank you so much for releasing that man of God this evening. He could be doing a lot of things. Amen. You can have him doing chores, but you allowed him to come on Blog Talk Radio. First Lady, we thank you so much. May God bless you. Pastor, do you have any comments before, any closing comments?
No, sir. Thank you. Thank you and your wife and Edna for allowing me to be on the line. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.
You're welcome. We enjoyed it. Thank you.
Sir, Blog Talk Radio is always open and always has an open invitation for you. Thank you so much. All of you that came on, go to archives and go to Blog Talk Radio and type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can hear this message.
Well,
share it with a friend. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
But God loves you.
I face the dawn.